Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful song. And good morning, everyone. Can you hear me all right? I'm so pleased to be asked to come and speak to you today. As Leah said, I've been coming here every year for about 8 years to lead the Women's Dream Quest, which happens in the deep dark of Friday night and Saturday. So it's wonderful to be here on Sunday morning and to share some reflection with you about creation. So I'm going to begin with a bit of a benediction from Diane Ackerman. I will not dishonor my soul with hatred, but offer myself humbly as a guardian of nature, a healer of misery, a messenger of wonder, an architect of peace. I will honor all life, wherever and in whatever form it may dwell, on earth my home and in the mansions of the stars. So I start with this benediction because it gets at our relationship with creation, that moving, roiling impulse of life, that most precious energy of all, creation in our bodies, in the vast myriad of bits of animal, mineral, human, and divine manifestation. We create, life creates, God, Goddess, Great Spirit creates and continues to create. Without creative force, there's no life. And our relationship with all of this, how we feel connected, belonging, praising, appreciating, witnessing, protecting, is what needs to sustain us in these days. It always has, but I think we are in a moment of waking up more, of being woke. I love that language. To be grounded in our alignment with creation as creative beings is to resist the hatred, fear, and injustice of our world. So I've been leading the Women's Dream Quest for, I think, 26 of its 30 years. We have persisted. Each year, a theme presents itself to my dreaming mind, and in 2016, it was dreaming creation. In 2015, it was dreaming the mystery. And this year, 2017, so the dreamers tell me, it's going to be dreaming the spiral. In late October 2016, we were in a celebratory mood, sure that a grandmother would soon be in the White House. Contemplation of creation seemed just the right note to strike. And in San Francisco, we gathered on the labyrinth in beautiful Gothic Grace Cathedral, seated in a horseshoe after our introductory exercises and songs, much like we do every year. And we enacted the evolution story, beginning in the dark. There were dancers who were crouching in stretchy bags to symbolize the prima materia. I spoke about all the traditions, both religious and secular, imagining a time without differentiation, like the Starhawk quote we heard earlier. The darkness, the coalescing of stardust before the Big Bang, the raw material that God transformed into a multitude of things, all traditions speak of this. And I asked the women then to imagine that emptiness of space deep within their wombs. And let's do that ourselves this moment, just dreaming into that imagining of undifferentiated oneness. That impossible to imagine emptiness that is before creation. What does that draw to your mind this moment? What does that feel like, that thing that happens before? And take a moment right now just to imagine that. So from that moment, we were all sitting in darkness in the great Gothic Cathedral. Imagine the darkness of a cold October evening. And then suddenly we had a flash of creation. A divine spark, I said, and we had a great clanging of bells and imagining what that moment might have been like. And I said, then there is a divine spark, the magic, the bang, and the dance begins. Just like conception in a woman's body. Just like a flash of insight for all of us when we have that moment right before a creative idea arrives. So the dancers began to writhe and stretch in these stretchy bags, differentiation occurring in their movement. And they find their way out of the stretchy bags and become sea creatures and earth creatures and dance around, much to our delight. We showed the slideshow I'm going to show you in a while. And in a few moments, we began to sing a song, Ocean Breath. I have to invite you to sing this with me right now because we're going to use it later. It goes, Ocean Breath breathing me. Ocean Breath breathing me. Ocean Breath breathing. Ocean breath breathing me. One more time. Ocean breath breathing me. Ocean breath breathing me. Ocean breath breathing. Ocean breath breathing. Warn you, that one gets under your skin. We'll sing it in again in a moment. So imagine these women in the Gothic Cathedral singing that together. And then I said, at some point very recently in the great history of life on our planet, we humans walked onto the fertile green earth. And then a young girl, a daughter of one of our participants, came skipping in. And I continued. From the cycles of life once held in darkness, intuition, inspiration, humility entered the dance, along with arrogance, domination, and greed. The human creative impulses, both dark and light, are loosed upon the world. And we are witness to all of this. The remarkable creativity evident in every form of life, the remarkable possibilities unleashed by creativity. I wanted us to experience the tension we human beings bring to the whole enterprise of creation. The incredible rise of tech creativity is an example of this. A rise that goes on a graph like that, while the rise of human emotional development goes like this. The tension between the impulses and what creativity can give us and what it can also threaten us with. So we ended this whole experience with someone flying a dove kite down the central aisle of the cathedral. And all the animals that had been unloosed in the dance came and nuzzled the little girl sitting in the middle of the labyrinth. It was so beautiful. It was like a tableau of the peaceable kingdom that we've all seen in that wonderful painting. And I suggested to all of us that, like the Aboriginal people of Australia, we humans are responsible for dreaming this into being. It is our ability to see and hold the whole that marks our humanness. I'm fascinated by the way the Aboriginal people traditionally hold the world and their job in the world. They take it as their job to dream it into existence. And I think that's a notion that we could all partake in a little bit. It's something humans can do to bring more participation and more responsibility and more being part of into the world. So there it was in October, this beautiful, hopeful tableau. It was hopeful evolution. Peace was abiding with the dove, and the light was ascending. And then came the next week. And for what many of us was a shocking, disturbing, traumatizing election. I thought about what we had brought forth in the Dream Quest. It seemed in stark contrast to the dark of November. Like many of us, I felt a period of unbelieving despair. Each of my 20 psychotherapy clients in San Francisco cried in session, reported such a visceral and somatic response. And personally, it took me a while to come back to this tableau of creation, this imagination of hope. Outrage was necessary, and very dark humor. I began looking for light in the darkening days before the winter solstice. Another workshop I led held a key for me, We were contemplating the dark, the inner dark, the outer dark, the existential dark. And to symbolize our process, each of the participants was instructed to find their own luminata out in a field near the room we were meeting in. We were to symbolize relationship between the dark and the light. So these paper bag lanterns carry little LED lights, and they glowed, barely perceptible. I personally imagined that glowing light right in my solar plexus, where I had felt the blow of despair and disappointment. And that carried me through, just a little light. Like all creation, I began to realize there needs to be a gestating, quiet, dark time. I think I was accompanied by many on this particular journey in our last couple of months. So now, here we are, and the external light is glimmered back at the holiday of Imbolc in the old religion tradition, or called Candlemas in the Christian tradition. This time of year, all of us in the Northern Hemisphere notice that there's a little bit of returning light. We know the days are lengthening, and somewhere deep in our indigenous souls, we know to let our thoughts and actions quicken a bit in anticipation of the coming spring. This moment, 3.5 weeks ago, we are on the way to the greening time. If we touch into our souls, we know that. And then we might notice that light has returned to the world stage, too. Millions of us marched, lawyers did their jobs, journalists, proud and smart, tell us what's happening. I don't mean to downplay the frightening demise of our institutions and the scuttling of decades of progress. This is still going on. But I believe it is our job as dreamers of creation to notice the emergent light. And moreover, to stay clear and strong in our alignment with creation, breathing in that light into our very beings. And to do this every day intentionally. How do we go on? Resist if we are called to? Stay sane and balanced? It's hard enough to do in normal times. I do think that this theme that we have just practiced this Friday night will be helpful. We are people who love creation. We create. We see to our health, and both emotional and physical health, so that we can create and make room for it in our lives, our busy, crazy lives. We join with our kin. We cry when we must. We sing and pray and tune in deeply to our soul's bright light. So I'd like to share a little part of the slideshow we used on Friday night. And it's created by my friend Warren Lynn, who is an incredible photographer and very generous soul. And I apologize, it's not going to be very easy to see, so it's going to have to fire up our imagination so we can really see these creatures and beautiful things that are coming. And we'll just watch this for a moment, for a few moments, and kind of breathe in these images of creation. Because as we go out in nature and we are gifted with the beauty of spring that's already happening here, we are then nourished, and it feeds our soul to the point where we can truly feel what creation has to give us. So I just invite you to watch this slideshow. I'm going to play flute just a little bit, so you, as we watch the images, are they actually coming up? They might. Yes. So I'll play just a little bit, and then we can sing the ocean breath song also.
Thank you.
hope that little trip into nature, just those particular images, will feed you and take you on your way today. I think the more we spend time in nature, the more we breathe, the more we meditate, the more we stay in alignment, not only for our own well-being, but for the well-being of us all, is so very important. So washed over by images of creation, let the ocean, the forest, the jungle, the sky breathe us. And in turn, we as dreamers of creation, and really play with that notion, what it means to dream creation. We will breathe light and life into the world. We continue on the spiral journey that takes us through the turns of life, like the labyrinth path. We who showed up so very lately on our planet as a species, with all our complex and important issues and stories, continue to walk the path, connected, aligned, creating. Thank you.